So, welcome. As I was reflecting about the title of this meeting, whatever refers to God is grace, or whatever refers to truth is grace. I realize that everything refers to God, everything refers to truth. And yet there is this feeling of being limited. Somebody with personal issues, personal problems, suffering. And then somehow we become interested in what is really going on? What is the root cause of our suffering? And what is this experience that we share the wonder of awareness? Somehow the wonder of awareness reveals itself, even for a brief moment. A complete different dimension than the dimension of personal issues and personal problems. We may wonder, what grace is there in our suffering? What is it? What is it for? What's the purpose? And yet, many of us can attest to the purpose of suffering in bringing us somehow into this inquiry, this investigation. Somehow there is grace in suffering. It's as if God is calling us from outside to look within, inviting us to look deeper. And at some time we realize that there is a peace which does not belong to the mind, which does not arise out of experience. A sort of a divine peace, universal peace. Which is a piece of being. This moment. Our true self is the restful peace. We become more and more familiar with this peace. When we start to experience this peace in the midst of our life, in the midst of activity. first we may try to hold on to it. When in time we realize that we are it. Peace does not need to hold on to itself, it already is itself. You already are. And what you are is that peace, that causeless peace. The mind takes some time, but at some point it starts to rest in the peace. Rather than the mind looking for the peace, it is the peace that permeates the mind. So there is no one that needs to do anything. No need to identify ourselves as anything or anyone. To be available, the availability of presence, the availability of our true nature already is. There are no doors, no gates to ourselves. Our self is awareness. Whenever you contemplate truth, being, reality, it is grace. It is grace which is interested in truth. Invites you to be open, be available for the mystery. Do not rely solely on your mind.